Clean House. This is Miss Bessie, beginning of Miss Bessie, Channel 1 Right, this new reel. On Thursday morning, the 1st of October 1970, before we went to the office, beginning of the talk with Miss Bessie, Thursday morning, the 1st of October 1970. This 1st of October 1970, beginning of Channel 1 Right. Just got 'em. This is setting up for Buster, Channel 1 Right, new reel. This Wednesday, the 30th of September 1970. We just got in from the office.
No, that's just some jars we had. I tell you, Bessie, you saw that crowd that came up here Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
Some of Guy's friends and mine, and we ran out of things to drink out of. Cups and things.
That's when you get a little glass.
Don't you think of fruit jars pretty good to drink out of?
Oh, yes, sure they're all right. I use one all the time.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
To drink?
Drink water and things like that out.
Mm-hmm.
If I got a big cup, that'd be for my sinker.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Miss Daisy just, this is just a special Thursday that she had to go over.
Yeah, she just went, she been going Monday and Tuesday and Thursday. So she's doing house cleaning.
Oh yeah, just this week.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Miss Richard just come back. She's been away all the time. She's been up to her mother-in-law, you know.
Miss Lois has?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now where is that, Bessie?
That's up there in the mountains.
I see, in North Carolina.
No. Yeah, she, where your mother come from?
Knoxville. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she up there somewhere.
Oh, I see.
But they've been up there, you know, Miss Richard's name, her leg is healing like it should be.
Yeah.
And they've been up there. He said he was going to stay up there. Long as she was living, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she come, I don't know, I didn't ask Daisy, it's just she just come home, or he come with her, I don't know whether he come with her or not. But they go there and stay so long, and then go up to the house up in North Carolina.
I see, yes, I understand. It's up where Mrs. P.K. is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize they'd been away so long. Was Daisy working over there when Oh, she's been working over there as long as you can remember, almost, hasn't she? Oh, Miss.
She's about 30 years.
30 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just about 30 years.
Well, that's a pretty long time.
Yes, well, she'll just be a half a day. She don't be all day.
What does she do, Bessie, over there mainly?
Well, she do the house cleaning and iron. Miss Little does all the washing. And she just iron.
Mm-hmm.
She hang up the clothes and then take them in when they dry and then iron. Mm-hmm. But Miss Lois do all the washing herself.
She does. Well, she likes to do yard work too, doesn't she?
Yes, she do.
I can't figure out how you and Daisy get things to grow like you do.
To grow?
Flowers and things.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just put them in the ground, that's all. I gotcha. Two rose bushes for you. And I wanted to know where to set your tree.
Yeah.
It's about this high now. It was just a piece I broke off and I stuck it in the ground.
Yeah.
It didn't grow about that high now.
Bessie, if I had done that, it had died right off.
Well, some people can't put plants in the ground, you know. Because they have no luck with them.
You think it's just luck?
Well, it's luck for them to grow.
Yeah. Well, what did you do? Now to that, you just...
Just put it in the ground, that's all I did. I ain't done nothing to it. I ain't done a thing to it, but just put it in the ground.
Did you put the whole limb?
Limb.
Did you put the whole piece?
I just broke off the piece of limb.
Yeah.
And stuck it in the ground.
Standing up.
Yeah.
And it just rooted.
Oh yeah, it roots. It roots itself.
I thought I heard somebody.
Look who's here.
Well, it's been a long time since Miss Bessie's been over here in this kitchen.
I know it.
I haven't been on her porch very much lately. I don't know why. Miss Bessie, it was warm this summer.
It was hot.
I don't know. I like hot weather, but I got...
You sick of this weather, wasn't
you? I had enough of it. What are y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm. Bessie just... can break off a branch and put it in the ground, guys.
Yeah.
And it just grows.
We never have better garden than put a roses. That's a shame.
You've got two bushes for us, two rose things for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to set those up. I am probably you.
You're not
I'm going to put them out myself.
Well, Bessie, then when you come up and watch them?
When I come up and watch them?
You watch them, see that they're taken care of?
Exactly. So
yeah, I let them fix them so they catch roots, you see.
Miss Bessie?
Yes,
sir. Somebody told me that Ms. Boyles was here. Not long ago.
Yes, she was.
Did you see her?
She come to my house. Don't you remember one morning y'all passed there and a woman was standing on the porch and I was talking to her. Didn't you see with a red dress on?
No.
Yes, she did because she y'all waved at her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know her, you know.
You don't know her?
I wouldn't recognize her.
No. She comes once in a way. She once in a while. She comes. I get to thinking about you. She says, "Now just come on up there."
Yeah. Well, what did you find out?
Nothing. I didn't find out anything. She didn't tell me anything.
Didn't tell you anything.
Mm-mm. So she'd just be thinking about it, and then she'd just come up to see me.
Good.
I asked her, was her and her sister done made up? She said, no. See, that isn't, she'll never make up.
Oh.
Yes, she'll never make up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's mad at Miss Boyle. She's just crazy sometimes.
Oh, just crazy. She must have been, must be.
Yeah.
But now it was Mag that went with, that came up here so much with Ms. Boyles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd love to see her and get her to talk about some of the things that they used to do around here. And that'd be something.
She used to do everything around you.
Yeah. She had things going on when she was here.
Yes. She said, "I can't see over to the place because it's grown up so." So y'all done let it grow up so bad that you can't see over here now.
That's right.
I said, well, he don't like the light shine in his eyes, or he just won't cut the limbs off.
They've grown up in the back. That's here where there ain't any lights.
Yeah. But I just told her that because she was talking about them grown up so on the front so he can't see.
Yeah.
I say, well, he don't like the light shine in his eyes, so he won't cut it, the bushes.
That's it. I haven't seen J.R. down at your house in some time. Does he still come?
Yeah, he comes there. It'll be late, though, sometime when he comes.
Yeah.
When he get out there, waking up, way up there somewhere, I don't know where the place is, where they're working. They're gathering eggplants now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be gathering eggplants through frost, won't they?
Yeah.
He still eat that peculiar ration? Does he bring you his food and you cook it for him?
Yeah, he bring it. You don't bring them with sausage and chop sometime like that, and can goes to open, you know.
Yeah.
So I just do it for him because he ain't got nobody to do nothing for him, you see. So I just, now make him wet brownies when I won't get something done. I get him to do it for me, you see. He does.
Yeah.
Do.
Well, can you get any work out of him?
Oh, yeah. He'll do it. He splits some wood for me and like that, you see, and he brings it in.
Yeah. Well, that's a help.
Yes, it is, because I can't do it, so he do it for me, you see.
Yeah. But he don't move for you.
Huh? No. I get Luda to do it for me.
Mm-hmm. How is he mowing these days?
Who?
Luda.
Oh, he mows all right. But you see, he have to do it in the afternoon because he works at university.
When he gets home.
Yes.
Is he the one that mows the fast?
Anybody's pretty good to get any work out of JR.
Oh, he'll work. That's one thing he'll do. He'll work. Freddie just won't. He comes to Freddie every day.
Yeah.
Fred don't know what he'd do without him.
Yeah.
Because he really works. He ain't lazy.
Now, don't he have any folks down in
there? Yeah, he has people down there. But they just don't pay no attention to him, bother with him, you see.
Yeah.
He's got sense, but he acts foolish sometimes, don't you know? You just have to scold him, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
He comes in, and I get mad at him. I said, I'll make you stay away from here. I don't want you to come here. He just laughed, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes at. He was there yesterday. And so Buddy got over to him and carried him somewhere, I don't know. Have him do something, I don't know. So when he want to do anything, he gets Jar to go with him to help him to do it, you see. He's so strong. And so, but he gets you out to go with him to help him do something about wood, you know. So they went somewhere yesterday, back over here. I don't know where they went.
Yeah. Buddy started out on his wood business.
Well, you see, the tree people cut this wood, and they tell him if he want to go get it, don't you see? If he don't, just they have to take it out the way, get it out the way, you see. So if Buddy don't go get it, then they have to go move it.
I see. So that keeps him, that gets him, that's the highway people, the tree people.
Yeah, the light people.
Yeah.
Well, then Buddy gets it and cuts it up and sells it?
It's already cut up.
Oh!
They cut it up. They sort of in fire links.
Already?
You see all that pile of wood over there in my yard?
Mm-hmm.
They brought that there and dumped it out. They dumped it at the wrong place, but of course I didn't say nothing because, you know, I couldn't make a move. And so, they brought it there and dumped it out down there.
Well, I didn't know that. How'd you ever get it moved then?
Who? How I get it moved?
Uh-huh.
I'll get you out to move it. He'll come and split it. I left it there for him to split, you know.
Yeah, he didn't split that last that they dumped out there in the wrong place.
Who's that wood over there?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. I wanted him to put it further back down in the yard, you see. But Buddy was out there and he had told him where to dump it at, you see. And so.
Oh, Buddy is the one that got it.
No.
In the wrong place.
Well, he told him to put it there.
Oh, yeah. That was the wrong place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get J.R. to move it?
Yes, I'm getting a split for the can of it, the big pieces, you know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, you're going to have a fire one more winter then.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I bet you've already had a fire.
No, I ain't.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
You mean last night?
No.
Well, cold enough.
You had a fire?
No.
No.
No, I ain't had no fire yet.
First of October. Well, we had to wait a long time for that cool spell, Miss Bessie. We sure did.
Yes.
Last day of September, somewhere along there.
That's right. Yes, it was the last day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Napoleon behaving himself. He goes visiting a whole lot, don't he?
Yeah, he goes, Miss Davis.
Yeah. He likes that tree, Miss Daisy's tree.
Yeah, he goes out there and sit on that tree.
I like to think about that.
Let me see what these dolls are doing.
She says he's a good company. I believe Miss Daisy is about that. She's pretty healthy, isn't she, Bessie?
I don't know where she is in Jane because she suffers with her legs so much.
Well, I never hear her say anything.
She do though. She complain about her legs. Hurt us a bit from her hips down.
She complained to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she complained with her legs.
Well, when she comes, when we see her, she doesn't say much about any of her ailments. She looks pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. I know she has a hard time sort of walking, but she gets out there and works a lot.
Who has a hard time walking?
She said Miss Daisy complains a good bit, guys.
Oh, does she?
Uh-huh.
Well, she still walks right, man.
She says her legs bother, you know. It hurts her to walk sometimes.
Well,
nothing with arthritis, that's all I think it is.
Yeah. But now she walks over to work.
Yeah, she walks over there and walks back. But still, she said her legs hurt her.
Well, some people will say arthritis hurts when you, whatever you do.
Yeah.
But she gets out there and works in that yard.
Yeah, she has to get up. She gets up and dig all that grass up. It comes right back. For about a week, it don't look like she's been out there.
What's that,
Miss Bessie?
About the grass.
Yeah.
She gets out and digs up the grass, you know, out of her yard.
Yeah.
In about a week, it looks like she ain't done nothing to it.
Come back so fast.
Come back so fast.
Yeah. Well, I saw out there, yeah, she had dug all around them bushes out there.
Yeah, she do it, yeah.
Get that grass out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it comes right back.
Yeah, sure.
She just doesn't want any grass. She would like to have all the grass out of her yard.
Mm-hmm.
Why you? I think she just likes to dig grass.
I think so too. I think she do a lot of it over there, you see.
Oh, she does.
I think she do. Now I ain't seen her dig over there, and she ain't said it. But when she digs, I know she must have digged a lot over there back in the yard, you see.
You think that's where she learned to do all this?
I reckon. I don't know.
Well, she gets out over there and digs.
I reckon she do. Now, I say she do without.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I haven't seen her.
Yeah. You haven't heard her say
it? No.
Well, she told me one time that she and Miss Lois used to get out a lot and do things in the yard. But I guess they don't do as much now as they did.
No, I don't guess so. They have such pretty flowers back there, you know.
Oh, yes. Have you seen those roses?
Yeah, sure. She don't buy them roses because that's his work.
Oh, it is.
He takes care of the roses, them his roses.
Oh. But she does a lot of ironing over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't mind staying by herself, does she?
Oh, no. She don't mind.
And she's not afraid.
No.
Why, she is over there by herself now, isn't she?
Yeah, she by herself. Ain't nobody there but her. She's just like I am.
Well, now all her life she's had a whole lot of people living around her.
No. She ain't had a whole lot of people. When she lived down on the road, just a family lived near her, that house was built down there. But she was by herself down there.
Mhm. You mean after the children got grown?
Yeah.
Well, I thought she had her family, her mother and her aunts and, I don't know, nephews.
Nobody stayed with her just some time. Her mother used to come up and stay there sometime. Because her mother stayed in. Down in
Lakeland?
Arcady.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
And she just come up here sometimes?
Yeah. She stayed down with one of her daughters down there.
Yeah.
And after she got so feeble, then she just stayed down in Arcady. And that's where she died at.
That's Daisy's youngest sister?
Yeah, that's the young one.
I never seen her sisters.
Yeah. She had three sisters. One lived up in...
Well, just a little... I remember she said one not too far from here.
Mm-hmm.
Lake City.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As a youngest sister. And two stayed down to Arcady.
Oh, two down there.
Yeah, two were there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You didn't know Daisy when she lived up at the junction, though. And that,
mm-mm,
and her mother was with her when the children were small.
I wasn't here.
You weren't here. Mm-mm.
Did you ever know Miss Guthrie?
Miss Guthrie.
Uh-huh.
I know the old man Guthrie, but he didn't know his wife.
Yeah.
Because he used to come over here, the old cow used to come over here all the time.
Oh.
He turn him loose, you know.
Yeah.
And his cow used to come over here all the time. He used to come over here and bother us boys. She'd get after him and run him.
You mean all this ways?
Yes.
Why, Betsy, that's a long way.
Well, she wouldn't run away. She'd run back down that road, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of old cows come over here, though. I call them... What kind of cows it was? Some kind of old cow I used to call them. There was some of them looked pretty good and some of them was poor, you know, like
yeah.
that.
But
yeah. Then after the people got to working on that road, they had to put them up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 But they sure used to come over here.
Huh. Well, if they come over here, they just went all over this country then, didn't they?
I guess they did.
Miss Daisy and Miss Guthrie were sort of buddies way back. Now, she's older. I don't know how much older she is. How old is Daisy?
She's 70-something.
I follow on.
I don't know, she's about 70, 72 or 3, like that.
Yeah. Well, that's a little older than Miss Guthrie. And of course, when they're young, that age, that much difference would be right smart.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have a big time back up in there. And I think after Miss Daisy first moved down here, you got to start talking about Miss Guthrie sometime and see what you find out. Miss Guthrie is one of my friends, you know. I just like Miss Guthrie. And I like Daisy, too. But Miss Guthrie, she's mean.
You mean?
Oh, she's mean.
She laughs a lot.
She'll light into you, you know, or light into people, you know.
She doesn't mean it. That'd be real good. Yeah, she's one of guys' favorites. You never have heard Daisy talk about?
She never said nothing about her.
She comes over here sometimes.
Do she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, she laughs big and, you know. I like to hear Daisy laugh. Just check a minute. Bessie will be right back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he just looks like a big horse.
Oh, he does.
He looks like he's larger than his mother, but he just ain't as long as she is.
Yeah.
Yes, he's tall as she is.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's into something all the time.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are you into?
Oh, anything. Anything. Now, that's the younger one. The older one, I don't have much interest in him.
Uh-huh.
He's sort of dull. But Molly's real cold, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, he comes out here, he just looks into everything and comes up and talks to you. Yeah. He just...
He whipped us for his mother. And she just answered. She said,
Is that right?
Yes, when sometimes. And she went over him, then he answered.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. I said, well, he's certainly a big coat.
He growing.
Yes, it'll soon be a horse.
Now, Faye feeds him a little bit.
You should.
Yeah, she feeds him a little. And then she puts him out for the rest of the day. I got the cows over there this morning. They changed pasture. Had to look at them. They had a lot of flies on them.
Uh-huh.
corn fryer just gets on there just a mess, you know.
Yes, that's right. Go on there and just aggravate them.
Just aggravate them, yeah. Yeah, just aggravate them. Missus got the cough again. They can't. They haven't been riding her. She breathes hard.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a young horse, you know. She ought to catch everything.
Maybe. Sometimes it has a vein that is strained. It's been strained, makes a cough. Sometimes they have that. She doesn't let nobody ride her.
She just lets the good riders ride her.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody recently. She wants to go, you know, all the time. She don't. She loves to ride. She's the biggest nuisance of a horse up here. But she's always. She watches everything. She just sees everything. Now, Faye said yesterday the vet was here. He had vaccinated those little calves against brucellosis and had black leg shot, and he looked at Missy,
mm-hmm.
and gave her a little antibiotic or whatever it is he gives her. And Faye said Missy just turned around and watched him. And didn't say a word, you know. Didn't move.
No.
She's been doctored a good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been sick, had colic and everything, you know, that old sand colic. And we'd have to walk her 2-3 hours.
I got the horse. I got Molly up.
You got her.